Hello and welcome to the New Human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of Fifth World. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a bright, shining Sunday morning in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. It's so wonderful and palpable and amazing to live in a place where you can feel the shift of the seasons. And already September feels so much different than the intensity and loudness and full-on power of summer and August. You can just feel this gentle beckoning into a softer, more inward place within you, and the nature here just so supports that. And of course, being surrounded by these ancient, wise mountains. I just keep hearing and feeling more and more strongly so significant and so important to allow the magic. There's so much deconstruction, so much being stripped away, so much unsure footing in the reality outside of us and in the shifting landscape within us. But right alongside and within, with so much power and beauty and light, is this love, such a beautiful, profound love that is rising and taking over and enveloping the primary consciousness on this planet, that the world is unsafe and that we are flawed and limited and are only here for a very short period of time, and then that's it, we stop being. And yet what we are remembering is that we are ever in an eternal flowing river, moving in and out of realities and landscapes and possibilities and expressions of existence, both dense and light. Remembering that we get to choose ongoing, not only how we want to experience all this gift of existence, but that we are empowered as co-creators to contribute from a place of wisdom and knowing, mastery, and love. Today is Sunday, September 5th. Allow the magic stay in your heart. Allow the magic stay in your heart. Allow the magic stay in your heart. Every day I feel grateful to the universe and my soul for the opportunity to live this life, to be here in this now. There's so much for us to feel and negotiate and sort within us. So much to process ongoing. Time is very elusive right now. The experience of time slips, which is time going missing or doubling up, is an ongoing experience because we are remembering, migrating back to an awareness and an existence where everything, all probable realities are happening simultaneously. That what we think of as past, present, future is actually stacked and fluid and all present in each moment. And the new humans awakening star seeds on the planet right now have this glorious gift to be activating, because of this shift in our DNA, the capacity to have consciousness focused in more than one of these probable realities at a time. So awareness of other aspects, our multidimensional aspects, the reunion, the unity consciousness of the Aquarian age is happening in every dimension. So it's not just about how we are shifting in our human form here and how we are going to co-create a new reality together on this planet. But all the while, we are co-creating new realities with other aspects of ourselves in other dimensions of time and space. Most days feel like I am someplace I have never been before. This is a persistent awareness, a vibrational experience of reality, of life, where honestly, it's so strange and hard to give expression to. It is very still, very quiet, very unfamiliar. So it's pretty impossible for the mind to jump in and make sense of things, define or judge or qualify anything, nothing to attach to, nothing to support the old story and energy dynamics. Someplace very peaceful, very soft, very fluid. All of this relates to this accelerated divine merge and reunion with our multidimensional aspects, awareness, conscious awareness of who we are as light and eternal. I feel so much energy in my body, and honestly, so free when I'm in the moment, so free. And the daily task is figuring out how to manage. I don't even know if manage is the most pristine way to express that, but I feel the difference between the size of my physical form and the amount of energy. It's like a raging river flowing through my body all the time. Powerful. And I'm sure that's part of a significant piece of the liberation as well. You don't have time to labor on things that are dense. The light is so vast and it's so present, and the frequencies are so familiar to our interior and our heart. This love is all-encompassing. And into this new reality, new atmosphere and level of the game, all these new humans, new vibrationally, new consciousness, every age from the 20s into the 70s, male and female, all different races and cultures and backgrounds, are all showing up, appearing. They are untethered. There is no pretense, no history. All coming to experience the earth more deeply, connect with the mother more profoundly and intuitively, embody this rise that is coming straight from the heart of the earth, and marrying itself to the heart of the universe. Here's a metaphor that the Shining Ones say may help. So, as humans, we have a physical form and distinctive features, right? That we immediately experience when we're meeting one another. The computer in your brain registers, oh, she's black, he's white, tall, short, old, young, attractive. We can't help ourselves because it's like programs and they just get turned on when our consciousness projects out. But we also, as humans, whether we recognize it or not, all walk around with, remember metaphor, a chalkboard of sorts. Thought form energy in our field, but it's like we come with a chalkboard, a memo hanging around us that defines every experience and emotion and situation, thoughts perpetually tethered to the circumstances and the people, agendas and expectations. It's like we all go through life with an entourage of our past to make sense of the current reality. That's the egoic mind. But these new humans that are showing up in my now, vibrating with the new reality, they are like a clean slate. You can feel the difference. They are so refreshingly present, shiny. They are in receiver mode. They are not projecting anything. And I do know that the vortex energy facilitates that, but mind you, I've been doing vortex experiences for over a decade, and the humans that I'm experiencing that are attracting in now and attracting into the 5D earth, attracting in to the rise and golden light of the ascension spiral, they are just there. And the beautiful thing is that those who are genuinely open and in receiver mode, they're already hooked up and embodying so much more of their sovereignty. They are in the vertical dispensation. I I recently walked beside a woman on our way to the Cascading Falls Spiritual Reunion Joy Vortex, and I found myself thanking her for being here in this now, but this thing happened inside of me. It was different. It was a new level of gratitude that was present. I was aware, as my Deanne aspect spoke to this woman in the moment, that I was actually thanking the greater portion, higher levels of who she was, an aspect of self, of her being, that she was not in that moment even fully aware of. But I felt the presence of these multidimensional aspects. So our higher levels, your higher levels, are walking with us, present with you right now in this moment. They know exactly what they are doing, why the whole of you is here, and the necessary purpose that you are stepping into. Breathe that in. Feel the potential, that possibility within you. It initiates from the heart and it expands miles and miles out from the form that you are, into the earth, out across the planet, and into far and eternal distances. Like a flower, your heart, its center. I just invite you to receive, to give the mind, the mental computer, the morning off as you listen to these frequencies, light codes today, to feel and take in this transmission through your heart. I am here, the Shining Ones are here to answer your unanswered questions, to fill in the blanks that the egoic mind doesn't compute or understand. Resistance, energy blocks you might not even be aware of. Because when the known reality is uncertain and chaotic, as it is right now, it is the nature of the ego, the unconscious mind, the inner child, to cling. It's important to clear the space for these transmissions, to prepare your body, your mind, your environment, and your heart to receive, to deepen, and allow. Uncensored, without distraction, which are all good practices for entering and living in the new reality. So just take a moment here to get in touch with your intention. Breathe into the stillness of your heart. Feel it fill up with gratitude. You return home. Every time you take a conscious breath and feel the stillness and peace of the present moment. I have a meditation to share with you today in this now that is dedicated to the Earth Mother. One of the things we will explore today in this transmission is the vast network of tunnels within the earth, crystalline tunnels, their purpose, which a part of you is fully aware of, and their relevance to this time of being human on this planet. So, big show today. Really high vibe expression of 5D. New Earth consciousness and energy. Stimulating that remembrance and purpose within you. New human. Through sound, light codes, metaphor, vibration, communicating directly with your crystalline DNA.